Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. Well, as I sought the Lord, what I'd like to share with you for the next few days is a message entitled, Blow the Trumpet in Zion. And my text is found in Joel, the second chapter, verse 1. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. Beloved, I believe God is speaking to His people today, we who dwell in Zion. God wants to stir us in our spirits. He wants to cause us to be so in tune with what He is doing in this moment, in this hour. Beloved, if we watch the news or listen to the news reports, it doesn't take much discernment to know that we are really living in the end times. There's darkness upon the earth, and gross darkness, the people. So much evil and violence and wickedness is just overflowing, not only in the countries of the nations of the world, but in this country. And so spiritual slumber and apathy are a constant danger to the servants of God. And we see throughout God's Word that the Lord is constantly counseling His people to be awake and to be sober and to be alert. Spiritual slumber and apathy are a constant danger to the servants of God. The Lord warns us throughout the Word of God. In the Old Testament, we see His words through the prophet Haggai to the people of Israel at that time. And in the New Testament, we see the words of Jesus as He spoke to John in Revelation, the 8th chapter. He spoke to the Laodicean church, and He said, I know thy works, that thou art neither hot nor cold. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich, and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. In verse 19, the risen Lord Jesus says, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. And beloved, this is a constant danger that we have as God's people. And it's not so much the trials and the battles, but sometimes just the drudgery of everyday life, where there's no great vision or revelation. And as Jesus warned, the cares of this world can cause the word that has been planted in our hearts to become unfruitful. So, what is God's remedy? He says, blow the trumpet in Zion and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. This is Joel 2:1. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. In Philippians, the 3rd chapter, verse 19, Paul, with weeping, warned the church that many walk as enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, who mind earthly things. And beloved, you and I are called to be as watchmen on the wall. And if the watchmen of the church are silent, who will sound the alarm? And so what I'd like to do for the remainder of this broadcast and perhaps into next broadcast is to look at what the trumpet represents in Scripture and the trumpeters. And it says in Numbers, the 10th chapter, verse 8, that they are the sons of Aaron who have come into the sacred privilege of blowing the trumpet by birth. And beloved, we know that we are called, in the book of Revelations, God's people are kings and priests unto our God. God has called us as a holy people, a peculiar nation, and we are not only to minister unto the Lord as priests, but as kings to declare and to pray that the kingdom of God will come upon this earth as it has already in our hearts. And we know that fivefold ministry is given for the perfecting of the saints. Well, I would suggest to you that the Levites correspond to today's fivefold ministry, who are to minister and help the priesthood, the sons of Aaron, if you will, God's people. And we know that the trumpets that the sons of Aaron blew were made of silver, that they might give a clear, sweet, distinct sound. And beloved, the gospel is not a harsh, uncertain note when sounded by a loving, consecrated heart. In Ezekiel, the 33rd chapter and 2nd verse, the trumpeter is a watchman. And so the servant of God is not only a priest to worship, but also a watchman to warn. His eye is to be quick to discern the signs of the times, just as the children of Issachar, they knew the signs of the time, and our tongue should be the pen of a ready writer. Now, let's look a little bit further at the place and calling of those who are called to blow the trumpet. That word preach from the Latin is to proclaim publicly. It is to set forth in a sermon, to deliver publicly, and to advocate earnestly. Now, we may not all have public ministries in terms of a pulpit ministry, but each of us in our own lives, in our own circle of influence, have a pulpit ministry, if you will, to fulfill the third meaning of that word preach, is that's to advocate earnestly. And we know from the Old Testament that those who were called to blow the trumpet had a particular location. It was the northwest parapet of the temple at Jerusalem, and there was an inscription there, to the place of trumpeting, to herald. And this indicated the site on which the priest blew the shofar, or the ram's horn, to signal a holy day. Now, in the King James Version, the word trumpet is translated, it often uses trumpet, cornet, or horn, and in the Hebrew it's rendered shofar. The trumpet was similar to a shofar, but it was used by the priest, often used in pairs. Two originally for the order of the temple, and sometimes that number was increased to 120 depending on the occasion. This horn was made of bones, shell, or metals as bronze, copper, silver, gold, and all produced a high, shrill sound. Like the shofar, it could not produce sounds in various pitches for music and melody, but it could blow legato and staccato notes and trills, and it could convey complicated signals to announce an assembly, a battle, or an ambush. We know that Gideon used trumpets to terrorize the enemy. We find that in the book of Judges, and I want to turn there quickly, for it says in Judges, the 7th chapter, verses 19 through 20, so Gideon and the 100 men that were with him came unto the outside of the camp in the beginning of the middle watch, and they had but newly set the watch, and they blew the trumpets and brake the pitchers that were in their hands. And the three companies blew the trumpets and brake the pitchers and held the lamps in their left hand and the trumpets in their right hand to blow with, and they cried, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. So that tremendous victory won by Gideon was won by the Lord's help and 300 men. Thousands had been sent back to their tents because the Lord wanted to demonstrate it was not by power nor by might, but by His Spirit. And then also we know that trumpets are used as prominent symbols of judgment. We see in 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, verse 52, the word says, "In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed." That's a glorious moment to look for the saints of God, but it signals judgment for the wicked of the earth. And then we also see in 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter, verse 16, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we shall ever be with the Lord." What glorious words of comfort. And then in Revelation, the 8th chapter, verse 2, the word reads, "And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets." And we know as those seven trumpets sound, the judgments of God begin to be poured out on the earth. Well, we've been looking at who the trumpeters are, that they are called of God. We are called in Zion to sound an alarm, not only to God's people who are asleep and taking their rest like the foolish virgins, but to those who are without the camp of the Lord, to signal that the days are evil, the time is short, and Jesus is coming again. Praise God. Well, my time is coming to a conclusion. I must bring this broadcast to a close. I thank you for joining me, and I invite you to tune in tomorrow at this same time. In just a moment, the announcer will give our contact information, and if the Lord's moving on you, just take those few minutes required to send that email or drop me a note in the mail, and I will pray for you and send back whatever God gives to be a blessing to your heart. Thank you for joining me. I love you. This is Sister Glass saying, "May God's best forever be yours," is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.